This is the Midday Market Report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Corn is trading lower this morning after the negative tone on yesterday's USDA report. However, the December contract so far is holding support today at $4.60, so the sideways trend may have simply shifted lower until the market knows more about South American production. Brazil weather looks to remain warm and dry in the central and northern areas until about November 21st, after which both the American and European weather models have rain in the forecast. Those areas do need rain, but this could result in premium being taken out of the market. Chairman Powell spoke yesterday with a more hawkish tone, indicating that the Fed may actually be more aggressive in fighting inflation. This is in contrast to the more dovish comments after the FOMC meeting. This has put some uncertainty into the financial markets, which may spill over into the grains. The USDA left Chinese demand at 100 million metric tons, but with the recent announced sales, that number may need to be adjusted down the road. The big question is, if there is a shift in Brazil's weather pattern, will China stop buying U.S. soybeans? Yesterday's announced sale of 67.2 million bushels of soybeans sold to China was the seventh largest daily total on record. Despite weather issues, the USDA left the estimate of Brazil's soybean crop unchanged at 163 million metric tons. For reference, CONAB is using a crop of 162.4 million metric tons. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn down 5.5 at 462.5. November soybeans up 6.25 at 13.34 even. January soybean meal down $1.90 at 434.30. January soybean oil up $1.10 at 50.88. On the Merck, December live cattle down 32 cents at 174.02. November feeder cattle up $1.50 at 230.50. December lean hogs up $1.40 at 72.85. December pork cutout up 37 cents at 81.35. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.